First class graduation. 11 seniors make history at Seton Catholic High School. Written and read by John Shaughnessy. Published in the June 2nd, 2006 issue of the Criterion. When the high school seniors lined up for the photograph, they showed the closeness they had developed through 4 years of sharing classes, laughs, tough times, and dreams. 11 seniors moved closer to one another, posing for a picture that would not only capture a great moment in their personal histories, but a memorable moment in the history of the Archdiocese. On the morning of June 3rd, these four young men and seven young women, the entire 2006 class of Seton Catholic High School, will be the first class to graduate from a Catholic high school in Richmond in 70 years. Their principal, Rick Rule, said, "There's a great deal of excitement about graduation and our school. The future is bright." So is the hope in the Richmond Catholic community as Archbishop Daniel M. Beekline prepares to preside at the school's first graduation, a moment the Catholics in this eastern Indiana city have anticipated ever since Seton High opened for the 2002-03 school year. Before then, Richmond hadn't had a Catholic high school since St. Andrew High School was closed in 1936. Since then, the United States emerged from the Great Depression, fought and sacrificed during World War II, desegregated schools, extended civil rights, launched a man to the moon, and endured terrorist attacks on its home soil. Now, Seton's class of 2006 will have its own place in the history of its school. Marissa Stevens, a senior, said, "It's kind of cool. 70 years is a lot of time." Still, similar to most graduating seniors, the member of Seton's graduating class focus on the difference this school has made in their lives and the difference they have made in each other's lives. Senior Brent Rope said, "One of the best benefits of a small class in a small high school is you're not confined. You can cross the boundaries with the other classes and with teachers in a way that you don't find in other high schools." Kelsey Reinhardt noted, "In a small school, you can truly come to learn and love your classmates. That's truly something special about my 4 years here." Marissa Stevens, another senior, laughed and added, "It's like one big family. We get along. We fight. Sometimes we don't want to speak to each other. Sometimes we can't get enough of each other." Senior year has been especially satisfying for the class. Ben Naisman, another senior, said, "This year has been great. In years past, we've had quarrels. This year, we've shared a lot of things together." They've shared memories of their freshman year when they were nervous about being the high school's first students. They've shared memories of the girls' freshman basketball team when all the girls in the class had to play so they'd even have a team. They've shared memories of having classes small enough so their voices could be heard and their teachers could take the time to give them one-on-one attention. Still, the moments they remember the most come from their senior year. Tellingly, their fondest memories of their senior year are moments of faith and friendship. Those moments include their senior retreat at St. Meinrad's School of Theology and a trip to Indianapolis for a senior mass with the Archbishop at Saints Peter and Paul Cathedral. Kelsey Reinhardt said, "We were just together. We had a lot of fun." Michelle Valentini added, "Faith has been an important part of everything for us. It's always been there, and it's grown more in high school with our masses and prayer services." James Hoover, another senior, noted, "Even as a non-Catholic, when you come here, you get a connection between the faith and what you learn. We learn about how much God has done for us." The students credit this emphasis to Father Eric Augustine, the school chaplain. The graduating seniors have also had an impact on the school, according to Rule, the principal. "They're truly special, a caring, very tightly knit group. They will always be first. They will always be known as the ones who persevered and stuck with it." Rule said the graduating seniors have set the standard for the school's 8 juniors, 8 sophomores, and 15 freshmen. In a way, the class of 2006 also paved the way for the 21 students who are scheduled to be part of the school's incoming freshman class. Those incoming students will become part of a school that will be sanctioned for sports for the first time by the Indiana High School Athletic Association. They will also enter the school as the Richmond Catholic community moves forward with its capital campaign to build a new school gymnasium. So the plans for the school's growth continue as the seniors plan for their future, starting with their graduation on June 3rd at 10 a.m. at Earlham College in Richmond. The Archbishop will be there. So will Annette Mickey Lentz, Executive Director of Catholic Education and Faith Formation for the Archdiocese. So will their teachers, friends, and family members. They will come together to salute and applaud the graduating seniors, Jackie Ann Brown, Allison Cook, James Hoover, Abby Hunt, Ben Naisman, Kelsey Reinhart, Brent Ropp, Shane Soper, Marissa Stevens, Jennifer Sugas, and Michelle Valentini. As their names are announced and their diplomas are received, it's guaranteed that more than a few pictures will be taken of the classmates as they hug their parents, their teachers, and each other. James Hoover said, "We started traditions. We came to understand each other. We came together as a team and built on that. It's something I'll miss a lot." Still, the first graduates of Seton High believe they'll always carry part of the school with them. Ben Naisman said, "We've been prepared not only academically for next year, we've been prepared for life. We've learned a lot of life lessons, not only about math and other subjects, but about faith and how you should live your life." For more news and photos, log on to www.criteriononline.com.